Yes, from The Sound of Music to Wicked and from Les Miserables to Hamilton. Musicals have always been incredibly popular with audiences around the world. But what makes a musical number so special? You've got the big belchers, you've got the tearjerkers. Well, now I'm joined in studio by a very special guest from RTÉ Lyric FM. She is the host of 18 in the Afternoon and Movies and Musical and Musicals, and she's here to talk to us about the perfect musical number. Aideen, it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Catherine. It's a tough one, you know.
It is a tough one.
I even put it out on social today and we had all kinds of answers. So I kind of thought we should put it into categories. And
okay.
Our first category is opening numbers, Catherine, because you really need to grab the audience from the first moment. And if you think back to like an old musical like 42nd Street, it was a big tap routine. Then it went a little quieter with, say, Oklahoma, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, Curly arriving in on the horse, or Good Morning, Baltimore. Then it's kind of a similar one from Hairspray. If you're at the theatre, going to The Lion King, Circle of Life, where all
favourite.
All of the characters come down with the puppets and they arrive on the stage. So
but it's
you
even
have
that
everybody.
Opening, that exactly. Very opening part of the song. It is incredible.
Incredible.
Before we get into it, right, really quickly, because yeah. I know we're under a little bit of time pressure today, but like when you think about musicals, like what is it that has seen them last the test of time? Because the performance, the entertainment landscape has changed so much, but yet we still have this incredible love affair with them, don't we?
We do. You know, I think it's escapism. I think it's really good songwriters getting the right performers. And I think if we've a venue like Bord Gáis Energy Theatre here, that is perfect for us to go to see musicals.
Mm.
Films-wise, there was a little bit of a lull, sort of 70s, 80s, before Chicago and Moulin Rouge came in. Then it was Let's Remake West Side Story. So they knew audiences are back. So there's been lulls here and there, but we love them.
We love them
in Ireland.
Okay, so getting back to our opening numbers. Mm. Have you picked an opening number for us
today?
I have.
So I mentioned a few of them there, but I've come to one that actually people are very excited about seeing in Bord Gáis in September, and that is Hamilton. A lot of people have listened to the album. They've seen it abroad, but I think the opening number is extraordinary. Not many people knew who this Hamilton character was.
Yes.
Founding father of America. He's the fella you see on the $10 note. And this was the same with our composer, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who basically read Ron Chernow's biography about Alexander Hamilton. And in this first number, he condensed 40 pages of the book into a 4-minute number. And it's extraordinary. We learn that he's an orphan. He's an immigrant. More than one person loved him. Men died for him. Aaron Burr shot him. So we have the whole story. And you're kind of going, hang on, he's told us the whole story. But we're kind of intrigued. He has us in the palm of his hand. Because of the music, and we're like, who is this guy?
Oh, Alexander Hamilton,
Alexander Hamilton,
America sings for you.
Will they know what you overcame? Will they know you rewrote the game? The world will never be the same. Oh.
Ship is in the harbor now, see if you can spot him.
Oh, it's just brilliant. I saw it in London.
It's great, isn't it?
So good. And I was delighted to hear that it was coming here.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good one. All right. So that's a good opening number. The next category, songs that tell us about the inner feelings and dreams of our central character.
Yeah, we need to become invested in these characters. Who is this person? What do they want in life? So I'm thinking of Part of Your World in The Little Mermaid, where little Ariel, you know, wants to be on land. She wants to swap her fins for feet. And beautiful lyrics by Howard Ashman, you know, up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. I wish I could be part of their world. Or you think of Eliza in My Fair Lady. Wouldn't it be lovely? What does she want? She says, all I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? We've all these gorgeous songs, some heartbreaking ones like Losing My Mind in Follies, Maybe in Annie. And again, the one I've picked is much loved. It's Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, because it's the perfect one, isn't it? It's Dorothy, and she's there in the sepia-coloured farm in Kansas. She wants multicolour. She wants excitement in her life. And then we realise when she goes to Oz, she realises there's no place like home. But this is her song of dreams.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Oh, just transports you somewhere different, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, when you think 18, 25 years of music and musicals on lyric,
yeah.
and it lasts the test of time and it stands the test of time because it music like that. And of course, you are in the National Concert Hall in October for Movies and Musicals Live.
So with the RT Concert
with
Orchestra.
With the RT Concert
the music
Orchestra.
Live. We've done it before with them. The audiences love it. It's basically, Catherine, bringing the radio show to life with, you know, singers. We're going to have Louise Dearman and Matt Ford and a whole range of music. So kind of what you hear on a Saturday afternoon on RT Lyric FM, we're going to bring that to the National Concert Hall stage on the 3rd of October.
And all those big showstoppers to life, coming to life in the National Concert Hall. Speaking of showstoppers, I mean, what makes a good showstopper? I mean, the one that I think about is Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That is the one.
That is a really good one. It's
hairs
those ones,
on
like,
if
you're
stand up.
If you're watching it on TV, it's you're not going to look at your phone. Or if you're at the theatre, you're not going to be thinking about the babysitter or have I turned the immersion off. You know, you're absolutely in it. So, you know, Bring Them Home from Les Mis. Singing in the Rain, if Gene Kelly is there, you're not going to be putting on the kettle. Don't Rain on My Parade from Funny Girl, Barbra Streisand, you're not going to leave
Great,
her.
Yeah.
The Man That Got Away, Judy Garland, all that jazz from Chicago. Again, the one I've picked happens to be in Fort Gosh Energy Theatre at the moment, and it's Defying Gravity from Wicked. A lot of people are going to see this at the moment. It's that spectacular female empowerment song, soars almost as high as Alpha but does on stage. It brings us into the interval and we're just, it's the wow moment.
Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high, defying gravity, and soon I'll match them in in all of us, no wizard that there is or was is ever gonna bring me down. I hope you're happy.
Bring me
a belter. It's a showstopper.
It certainly is. Adina Menzel there hitting those high notes. Not
as you said, it's on in Bord Gáis at the moment with an Irish girl playing the lead role as well. Now, we do love a good love song, Aideen.
We
love the love songs. We love the duets. So give us some of the greatest love songs.
Yeah, these are the composers that have to capture that moment. You know, people will say We're in Love in Oklahoma, If I Loved You from Carousel, True Love, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, Gorgeous in High Society, Ewan McGregor, Nicole Kidman, Come What May in Moulin Rouge, A Whole New World in Aladdin, Do You Love Me, the older couple in Fiddler on the Roof, I've Never Been in Love Before, Guys and Dolls, and the one I've picked tonight from West Side Story, one of my favourite musicals of all time. You're talking the music of Leonard Bernstein, the lyrics of Stephen Sondheim, based on the love story of Romeo and Juliet, but now we have Tony and Maria. They have literally just met. This is their next time to see each other, and then we know they've fallen in love.
Tonight, tonight, the world is full of light, with suns and moons all over the place. Tonight, tonight, the world is wild and bright, going mad, shooting sparks into space. Today the world was just an address, a place for me to live.
Oh, incredible. And let's talk about the big finish, Aideen, because it is all about the all-important finale number. That is what people are leaving with. That is
exactly
what they're going to remember.
You want them going out on a high, and you want them to remember it. And, you know, there's ones like one from a chorus line, or if you're at Mamma Mia, you know you'll want to hear Dancing Queen for the umpteenth encore. The one I've picked is You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray, because, boy, does this send you out on a high. I mean, you're up off your seat without even thinking about it. It's an incredible song by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, and it leaves the audience very happy.
Because you can't stop the beat ever since we first saw the light. A man and woman like to shake it on a Saturday night. And so I'm going to shake and shimmy it with all of my might today. Because you can't stop the motion of the ocean or the rain from above. They can try to stop the paradise we're dreaming of. But you cannot stop the rhythm of two hearts in love to stay. Because you can't stop the beat.
Every one of us in the studio is dancing.
We're all bopping.
We're all bopping. That is absolutely brilliant. You are just an encyclopedia of musicals. I mean, if I was to ask you for your favourite, is that too hard?
Oh, it's very hard. As I said, West Side Story is up there, but anything by Stephen Sondheim.
You love it.
Yeah.
You love it. All right, Aideen Gormley, thank you so much for coming in today. And you can see Aideen with the RTE Concert Orchestra for Movies and Musicals live in the National Concert Hall in Dublin on October the 3rd. And for more information, you can check it all out, nch.ie. I'm in the mood, Aideen. I'm in the mood. Thanks so much for coming in today. Naomi Coleman is back in studio. Great to see you again, my dear. We have all our mics fixed and working, and we're going to hear some beautiful music that you're going to play us out with. But we were talking about the album Edges, mm-hmm. which came out earlier this year, and throughout the show we were kind of talking about comebacks, and this album for you is like 22 years after your last album. This is incredible.
Yeah, when you do the maths, it's incredibly depressing. I like to say I was a child when I brought the last one out. Yeah, I took a very long break, but what I did was I actually relocated over to the States, to Los Angeles, and kind of started again over there and got involved in writing, performing, session singing, got to, you know, join on Robin Gibb's tour singing backgrounds for him, got to sing at the Hollywood Bowl, got to do the most amazing stuff over there, and kind of, you know, learned a whole new side of things, and really, I feel, I hope, kind of found my voice and where musically I really wanted to be coming from. And so when I came back in about 2013, I had my babies and I was very tired.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have music coming out.
You spoke quite openly about how difficult you found that time. You spoke openly about how you struggled.
I did. Yeah. I mean, like a lot of us, like so many of us, I got really, really depressed and very, very anxious. And my anxiety really took a hold, and I found it very hard to do anything. You know, I was just very, very worried and frightened about life in general. And thankfully, though, I managed to come out the other side of it, and I'm so, so grateful for that. And when I did, I had a lot to say in regards to writing, because I was kind of...
And it sounds like that, this album, when I listen to it, it's such a personal album.
Thank you.
I was thinking about it, like when you left the music scene, or when you kind of big in the music scene in the 90s, it was like all about record labels and the pressures, and the whole landscape has changed now.
It's so different. And also, I'm like everybody's mam now. Like when I was in it, I was like, yay, young energy doing it. And now I'm back in it, and it's like,
but coming with the most amazing life experience, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think that, and I feel very, very privileged to be able to come back to it and write an album that I think represents where I'm coming from. And then, you know, the press and the radio in Ireland especially have just been so, so kind to me with it. So I'm in a happy place. It's an incredible album.
You're going to play us out now with...
Well, you asked for a cover, so I thought I'd do a cover of the cover that I did a million years ago. This is Ordinary World.
Great. And this is Naomi Coleman with Max Greenwood on keyboards.